Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, I'm here with the one and only Canadian, Bryce. Happy birthday, or Merry Christmas. Sorry, not happy birthday. Merry Christmas, brother.
Jeez. A little bit off, but Merry Christmas to you too, Matt.
It's been a blur this Christmas season. Traveling and going on about 4 or 5 Christmases amongst all family members and everything. Did you have a good one?
Yeah, it was really good. I got a lot of sports things to add to my room.
Mm-hmm.
Got some stickers to add some decals to my room. I got some figurines. They're called Funko Pops, and they're these little vinyl figurines that I betcha people know what they are. So yeah.
Nice. Sounds like a good Christmas, man. Sounds like a good Christmas. Well, we have been on here, man, to hop up, talk about some hockey.
What episode are we on here?
We're like episode 27, somewhere in there. But the season, it's like this will be episode 4, I think, of season 3.
Okay.
So we're somewhere in there. Don't take me for words on it, but it is, what is today? The 26th? 27. See, my days are all messed up. It's been wild. December 27th, and we're getting near the halfway point of the NHL season. So we just wanted to come on here and chat about each division and each conference and hit you with a little bit of hockey news for our hockey fans out there listening in. And like I said, we got the Canadian on here, so we know that it's legit if we're going to talk hockey. And you ready to jump into it?
Yeah. I guess we'll start with the Atlantic.
Let's do it.
So in the Atlantic currently, we have Panthers, Leafs, Bruins, Lightning, Senators, Canadiens, Red Wings, and Sabres. That's from 1 to 8. For this conference, Toronto's doing pretty good this year. Like, they're up there, they're above Boston. Boston's had a coaching change. They had fired Bruce Cassidy, and they've got a new coach now.
So what happened with the coach? Why'd they get rid of or change?
Just because they were not playing well.
But they're sitting at 19-13 and third in their division?
Yeah, even with that, it was like before. Yeah, pretty much before their streak here, they
Well, Boston's is one of those teams that they've got a high expectancy. I think they've been there and won it several times, and I guess they have a high expectancy for their teams. And they're kind of like the Yankees. If they're not winning or have a high winning record, then they're looking to change directions and get back to that title.
Yeah. So then we're gonna go down to the Metropolitan.
Okay.
We have Devils, Capitals, Hurricanes, Penguins, Blue Jackets, Flyers, Rangers, Island. But currently, right now, in the Eastern Conference, there is the Devils are in first, which is really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the division, the Devils are shocking, are surprising me because they have gone on a little bit of.
You're good.
The Devils are just surprising just because of the team they are.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're at the top fighting with the more veteran teams is always really cool to see.
Yeah.
And the fact that the Rangers are seventh surprises me just because last two seasons they almost didn't. Last season, we know they won the President's Trophy.
And the
which is the team that has the best record at the end of the season.
Yep. They were 55-23 last year. Like you said, won that cup. That's the best record in NHL, which is actually a curse, right? It's been a curse lately or ever since. And then the Devils were actually 38-39 last year. So to see them at the top of their division is pretty interesting.
Yeah. And then if we go quickly through conference, we have Devils, Capitals, Bruins, Maple Leafs, Hurricanes, Bruins, Lightning, Senators. That would end if the playoffs were to start today. And then in the wild card hunts for the wild card hunt, you have right now you would have Tampa Bay and Ottawa in the wild card.
Sitting there at 4 and 5. And
correct.
Mm-hmm. If you look at it, though, the Devils are 23-11 and actually have the best record in the Eastern Conference. That's pretty
That's pretty
good little turnaround there. What did they do different to get there? Was it just a coaching change? Did they sign some good players, or what was credited to their flip flop there?
It's hard because I don't really follow every team. I don't really know what they're doing, good and bad. I just think their scorers that have been dormant the last couple of seasons are woken up and are actually producing.
So just their good players are playing better.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good for them. Okay. Good for them. And they won it a couple years ago, about, 10 or 15 years ago, they actually won it?
Cup?
Yeah, didn't they win the Stanley Cup?
You might have to fact check that on that.
I will. I'm throwing that out there. Keep going, sorry.
Okay, so now if we go to the West, we start off Central Division. We have Jets, Wild, Avalanche, Stars, Hockey Club, which is Utah, St. Louis Blues, the Nashville Predators, and the Chicago Blackhawks. So, one thing I want to mention about the Blackhawks and the Blues is that this year they will be playing in the Winter Classic on New Year's Eve at 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific time.
So for our non-hockey fans out there that are listening in, the Winter Classic, they just choose two teams to play at like an outside facility, right? Usually pretty cool facility.
There's
Or is there more than just, is there more than one game there's outside? Also, or is it just...
There's also the Heritage Cup, Heritage Classic,
mm-hmm.
which is usually two Canadian teams. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just look up who's in it. Here it is. last year.
To the Devils last won it in 2002-03 season was the last time they won it. 2002-2003 season.
So this year it looks like the 2020. Heritage Classic 25 is going to be no. They're just this year is only a winter class. Only the Winter Classic this year.
Okay, and you said where were they playing at again? Sorry.
This will be a regular season game between the Blackhawks and the Blues, and it'll be at Wrigley Field.
That's awesome. That'll be cool to go watch.
Very, very iconic baseball diamond.
That's awesome. Yeah, that'll be awesome to go to. Pretty cool for the fans. And usually they have a Winter Classic special jersey, which usually ends up being pretty sweet looking. I'm excited to see what kind of threads they pull out for that game.
Some of them are good, some of them are bad.
Which one's been bad?
I don't, like, I would say the Leafs one was pretty bad because it was all white. You could barely see them on the ice. That's the only really one that I can think of off the top of my head that's been bad. Yeah.
Who do you see winning that matchup, though, between them two?
They would technically be Bedard. So Bedard would be Chicago. As we know, they're at the bottom of the standings.
Mm-hmm.
Not of the standings, but of their central
division.
Yeah, the central division standings. I would have to say that the check the season series.
Yeah.
Between them.
That's between Chicago and who?
St. Louis.
Chicago and St. Louis. Do they just give that to kind of the big name teams, or do they try to pick who would be like a good game actually?
Yeah, they usually pick you. They usually pick just two teams, and then they choose who's going to host and who's going to be the visitors.
Yeah.
I know it's been played at, like, Boston College. It's been played at
the Cotton Bowl there in Texas.
Yeah, the Cotton Bowl in Texas, of course. A lot of – usually they go for either a football stadium or a baseball field.
Yeah.
But normally, for me, I would say it looks a lot better when it's on a football field. Just because the way the stands are formed just makes it a lot more eye-catching.
Well, the stands are fit for a square or semi-square rink, to where a baseball field, you can't fit a square and a diamond that well. The stands do look awkwarder, jaggedy. They can add stands to it to make it look more flush. But yeah, like you said, the football stadium is made for like that square type of field or playing surface that makes it.
So in that case,
go ahead.
So in that division, the Jets are doing good. They're a really good record.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But it's, remember at the beginning, they're on, like, a, I think it was, like, a 7-game 7 or 9 game win streak, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. But they finally snapped, which was all good for the Central teams. Sadly, the Dallas Stars lost Tyler Seguin to a hip injury.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to touch on Colorado. So they, Colorado Avalanche had Alexander Georgiev and Justus Onenen as
their goalies, correct?
Yeah, as their goalies.
Mm-hmm.
They have totally revamped and gone for sending Justus Onenen to the Predators for Scott Wedgwood. And then
what position is he?
Goalie.
Okay.
Because basically it was two goalie for goalie trades.
Okay.
So that was between the Predators and the Avalanche, and then the Avalanche and the Sharks. The Sharks gave away Mackenzie Blackwood.
Mm-hmm.
And the Avalanche gave away Alexander Georgiev, which was their goalie that brought them pretty far in the playoffs, brought the Avalanche pretty far in the playoffs last year, which is pretty crazy. That
what's the word there? Is he asking for a trade, or did they think that he was running out of time on being good, or try to get someone better for him while he was good, or why trade there? What's your speculation?
He just went full throttle and just wanted to change the tandem.
The goalie wanted to change? Or
no. I think it was the GM that just wasn't liking what he was seeing. There was a lot of games where they were losing by like 7+ goals.
Yeah. So Colorado is 21 and they're 21-15 and third in the Central. I mean, it's not like they're, you know, 500 or anything.
It was very, very weird. Like, this happened in the matter of, I think, 3 days.
So I feel like something had to happen where someone's not happy being there. It sounds more like players not happy being there, so they're trying to trade him while they can, or he did something to where their management wasn't happy with him. It sounds like an internal thing instead of just a pull the trigger thinking we're going to get someone better. I don't know.
But these poor goalies are now the Predators who have one, they're sitting in seventh. And then you have in the Pacific, you have Georgiev for the Sharks who's sitting at eighth in his conference.
Yeah. How is their prospects looking that they got back from those trades?
The two goalies, so Wedgwood, of course, we know was the backup to Jake Ottinger 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Last season.
Mm-hmm.
And then got traded to the Predators.
Mm-hmm.
Not traded, but got picked up by the Predators out of free agency. And then
they're seventh at 11-17.
Exactly. So the goalie that they have a goalie that was back up to he wasn't a backup. He just Onenen, I believe, just started this season with the Avalanche. I might be wrong about that.
So basically, the Avalanche had both goalies were good, right?
Yeah.
The Avalanche. They just got rid of both of them all within 3 days.
Pretty much.
That sounds a little more internal to me than something else is going on. There's deeper. That'll probably come out, like what happened. Curious to see what comes out later.
And then also in that Central Division, we have the Utah Hockey Club, which they're making a pretty good name for themselves. They're beating some pretty big teams.
Yeah. What was it with Winnipeg? Did they start out like 12-0 or something crazy?
Yeah.
Or they had like a crazy kickoff to their season. Yeah. And now they're sitting at 25-10.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Hopefully they keep breaking down.
Yeah.
There had been a lot of teams this season that have gone under a really, really big injury bug.
Yeah.
Where like there's players night after night just going down and they have to keep calling up players from the AHL.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough, man. You put all that work in for those players to start and then you can't predict when they go down, and it's just one of those like an NHL mentality, next man up. Someone gets hurt, you gotta have depth as well as key players as well. So it's gonna be vital to see. Go ahead.
I know the Avalanche were the newest team to have this injury bug of every game losing a player. So
really. Hey, well, it's gonna come down. It's a long season. We're like you said, we're about halfway through.
We'll go through the Pacific and then we'll talk about what's going on.
Sounds good. So what's going on in the Pacific?
In the Pacific, we have the Golden Knights, the Oilers, the Kings, the Canucks, the Flames, Kraken, the Ducks, and the Sharks. Golden Knights, of course, they have Aiden Hill, goalie, who has been really good for them. Oilers, we now have McDavid and Drysdale, who have been producing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
A surprise to me probably Seattle. I think Seattle be a little higher. And same thing with Vancouver.
Yeah, you said Seattle set at 15-19 and Vancouver setting at 17-10. Like I said, anything can happen in the second half, but usually that first half's kind of telling if how a season's going to end up being. Seattle was, semis or quarters last year in playoffs? They lost to Dallas in the quarterfinals, right?
Yes.
As then Dallas went on to play Edmonton and lost.
Correct.
To go to the Stanley Cup.
No. I think it was Dallas-Seattle first round and then Dallas-Colorado. Because Duchesne scored the winning goal in Game 7 to win them to play against the Oilers.
Yeah, then it was Edmonton, right? So first round. Yeah. Still to make it to the first round, and then you're sitting there at 6 with 15-19 is kind of a turnaround there for them, kind of the opposite of what the Devils are doing.
And then, so currently in the wild card, you have Vancouver and Dallas.
Sitting there at fourth in both of their divisions.
Yeah.
But Dallas 20-13, Vancouver 17-10. They're going to be fighting for. Hopefully they don't have to fight for a wild card. They can get on a streak and get on some wins. And
I think if they play where they're supposed to be playing, I know that Oilers had a couple streaky starts. That's why their last game they put in the Smith against Utah, and the Smith held it together. Only letting one goal in, and the Stars won 4-1.
Yeah.
It was 4-2. So Smith only let in two goals. Oilers was letting in like three, so it wasn't like the prime Andre we're used to seeing. I feel like because they're running him many games, I feel like he was going on 8 games in a row starting. That's where you always have to be really careful as to how much you're actually using your number one goalie.
Yeah, you got to have that good backup to fill in a couple of those games where you give your main goalie a break, and he's got to be just as good because you don't want to be losing every, you know, every third or fourth game that he comes in.
Which to me, I feel like Smith has definitely stepped up in that spot, and the team feels really good around him, which is always a good sign.
Yeah. Speaking of Utah, new organization, new to the league, they're doing average, right? Or pretty good for coming in first, sitting there fifth at 16-12, fifth in their division.
They're fourth in the wild card. So they have to, if they want to do as good as what Vegas did in their first season, they got to step it up if they want to get into that wild card.
So, Vegas, their first season, they went to the Stanley Cup and lost, right? And then won it the next year. Was that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And then they've been floating around ever since. And they've won a second one since then, right? They're at two in their 4 or 5 year history. Don't hold me to that. Yep. But they've been up there, is what I'm saying, pretty much ever since their inception. So,
Going back to, like, talking a little bit about the Nashville Predators, there is speculations that Steven Stamkos might get traded.
Really?
They're not liking the way he's... Apparently, they're not liking the way he's producing. He's not producing enough to the team.
Mm-hmm.
But there's rumors going around saying that he'll be traded soon.
Okay.
To a contender. To one of the...
Really?
Contending teams. That could be a whole bunch of teams.
That'll be open season for him. Everybody will be wanting him.
So we are almost at the middle of the season, which does mean there usually is an All-Star break, but this season there is a Four Nations Cup, which means basically each team sends their best player from four, or sometimes it could be more than like one. Like, I know there's three from Dallas that are going to play for Team Finland. So the teams that you're playing in this Four Nations Cup is Team Canada, Team Finland, Team Sweden, and Team US.
USA, USA.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That'd be pretty good. Those are some pretty powerhouse hockey countries for sure, especially when it comes to, like, if you speak of the Olympics, is it basically, do they have to get an invite, or is it just like their Olympic teams that are playing?
Four Nations Cup, it depends on, usually these four are the most common to have players representing their country.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually why the Four Nations Cup happens with these four teams. These four teams are like the most players
in the league, pretty much.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And this year that we played in Montreal and Boston. In
Montreal, yeah. Yeah, you got Canada versus Sweden on Wednesday, February 12th. You got USA versus Finland on February 13th. And then you'll have Finland, Sweden on 15th, followed by USA, Canada also on the 15th.
We'll go over some top players that are on each team.
Mm-hmm.
You have one more day, February 17th, Canada versus Finland, and then Sweden versus USA. So they kind of do a round robin, take the top two teams, and then the championship will be on February 20th.
And before we start going through the 40 Cup, I want to talk just quickly about the World Juniors that is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Boxing Day, it starts, which was yesterday. Go for. Round robin ends, I think, juniors. No. Give me 1 second.
This is Junior Worlds, you said?
Yeah, World Juniors.
What's that? Is that just the country's best youngsters coming up? Kind of like USA does, like age groups for baseball. You know, they'll have their world baseball team, you know. Is that what it is for hockey, though? It's the same thing?
No, it's usually the three main it's OHL, the CHL. Okay. No, wait, OHL, the QWHL, which is in Quebec.
Okay.
And I forget the other division. But yeah, round robin started yesterday and ends on the 31st of December.
And they have a total of, was it 10 teams? I'm looking at the 2025 World Junior Championships, Canada, Ottawa. Is that what you're talking about? So you got,
they are in Ottawa this year, which is crazy.
You got on one side, Group A is USA, Canada, Finland, Germany, and is it Latvia?
Yes.
And Group B is Czech, Sweden, Slovakia, Switzerland, and I'm assuming Kazakhstan. What's KAZ?
Kazakhstan.
Okay. So you have those 5 and 5 teams with Czechia is in first right now with 1 game played, 3 points. They're tied with Sweden. So it's early on. Anything can change. USA and Canada are tied with 1 win apiece with 3 points total.
Exactly.
So two groups, 10 teams. Like you said, kind of a round robin, if you want to explain that a little more.
That's basically preliminary on robin. So you play each team in your pool once.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe it's top.
Don't just
take bottom two of each get cut off.
Okay. So top three.
Top three.
So top one probably gets a bye. Bottom two and three will play each other to play one, or
it might be bottom two that get knocked out. Like out of 10. I think there's 4 teams that go from each pool. Yeah, it's 4 teams each pool.
Okay.
Move on.
So top two go, and they'll play just like a.
No, not top two. The bottom two teams with the worst records get knocked out of each pool.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
What are the ones that advance go to? Do they do a tournament bracket or?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Quarters and then semis, and then if you lose semis, you play for. Bronze, and if you win semis, you play for gold. And then usually about this point, after the Preliminary round robin, there is usually they'll start crossing.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start crossing pools. So that's when it gets more interesting, because that they really haven't seen each other play yet. There was a pre-game pre-tournament where a couple teams met up and played a full game just as
an exhibition.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then now going back to the Four Nations Cup. So are you okay if I name the whole roster or?
I mean, go with like your, I guess, yeah, go for it. Sure. I won't know any of them, probably hardly.
Okay. So we'll start off with Tsugi USA. So you have Matt Boldy from the Minnesota Wild, Kyle Connor from the Winnipeg Jets, Jack Eichel from the Vegas Golden Knights, Jake Gensel, Tampa Bay Lightning, Jack Hughes from the New Jersey Devils, Chris Kreider from the New York Rangers, Dylan Larkin from the Detroit Red Wings, Austin Matthews from the Toronto Maple Leafs, JT Miller from the Vancouver Canucks, Brock Nelson from the New York Islanders, Brady Tkachuk from the Ottawa Senators, Matthew Tkachuk from the Florida Panthers, and Vincent Trocheck for the New York Rangers, rounding out the forwards for Team USA. Defenseman, you have Brock Faber from the Minnesota Wild, Adam Fox from the New York Rangers, Noah Hanifin from the Vegas Golden Knights, Quinn Hughes from the Vancouver Canucks, Harley McAvoy from the Boston Bruins, Jacob Slavin from the Carolina Hurricanes, and Zach Werenski from the Columbus Blue Jackets. Three goalies for this is Connor Hellebuyck from the Winnipeg Jets, Jay Gottlieb from the Dallas Stars, and Jeremy Swayman from the Boston Bruins. Then we'll go up to team. Then we'll go through Team Canada. We have forwards. We have Sam Bennett from the Florida Panthers, Anthony Cirelli from the Tampa Bay Lightning, Sidney Crosby from the Pittsburgh Penguins, Brendan Hagel from the Tampa Bay Lightning, Zach Jarvis from the Carolina Hurricanes, Travis Konecny from the Philadelphia Flyers, Nathan MacKinnon from the Colorado Avalanche, Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins, Mitch Marner from the Toronto Maple Leafs, Connor McDavid from the Edmonton Oilers, Brayden Point from the Tampa Bay Lightning, Sam Reinhart from the Florida Panthers, and Mark Stone for the Vegas Golden Knights. That rounds out the forwards. On defense, you have Cale Makar from the Colorado Avalanche. You have Josh Morris from the Winnipeg Jets, Colton Parayko from the St. Louis Blues, Alex Pietrangelo from the Vegas Golden Knights, Travis Sanheim from the Philadelphia Flyers, Shea Theodore from the Vegas Golden Knights, and Javon Taze from the Colorado Avalanche. Your three goalies for the Team Canada is Jordan Binnington of the St. Louis Blues, Aiden Hill of the Vegas Golden Knights, and Sam Montembeau from the Montreal Canadiens. Now, you can choose, do you want Sweden or Finland?
I probably won't be. I'm glad you're saying all these names, because I probably wouldn't have been able to say any of them. If you want, we can just cut off there with the American Canadians ones. I feel like we're going to have a lot of names.
No. I'm just I'm asking which one you want me to read next.
Oh, okay. Do Finland and then Sweden.
Okay. Team Finland.
Good luck.
I got this. I know my hockey.
I believe in you.
Okay. We have Sebastian Aho from the Carolina Hurricanes. We have Joel Armia from the Montreal Canadiens, Alexander Barkov from the Florida Panthers, Mikhail Granlund from the San Jose Sharks. We have Eric Holla from the New Jersey Devils, Rupert Hintz from the Dallas Stars. We have Kaapo Kakko from the New York Rangers, but he's actually been traded, so he's not a Ranger anymore. He is a... Can you look that up really quick?
What's his name?
Kaapo Kakko.
Taco?
No, Kaapo Kakko. Now I'll keep on going.
And he's Finnish?
Yes.
Okay, keep going. I'll try to find that.
Yeah, Patrick Laine from the... Patrick Laine from the Montreal Canadiens, Arturi Lehkonen from Colorado Avalanche, Anton Lundell from the Florida Panthers, Eetu Leskinen from the Florida Panthers, Mikko Rantanen from the Chicago Avalanche, and Teuvo Hirvonen from the Chicago Blackhawks. Rounding out the forwards for Team Finland.
Real quick, Kakko was traded to the Kraken from Rangers for Borgen, two picks in the 2025 NHL draft.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And then defense, you have Yanni Hakanpää, who's also not on Toronto. I think he's about to leave Toronto, but currently he's Toronto Maple Leafs. So Yanni Hakanpää from the Toronto Maple Leafs. Miro Heiskanen from the Dallas Stars, Esa Lindell from the Dallas Stars, Olli Maatta from the Utah Hockey Club, Mikko Mikkola from the Florida Panthers, Rasmus Ristolainen from the Philadelphia Flyers, and Juuso Välimäki from the Utah Hockey Club. Rounding out the goalies for the Team Finland, you have Kevin Lankinen from the Vancouver Canucks, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen from the Buffalo Sabres, and UC Saros from the Nashville Predators. Going on to the final team, we have Team Sweden. You have Victor Arvidsson from the Edmonton Oilers, Jesper Bratt from the New Jersey Devils, Leo Carlson from the Anaheim Ducks, Joel Eriksson from the Minnesota Wild, Philip Forsberg from the Nashville Predators, William Carlson from the Vegas Golden Knights, Adrian Kempe from the Los Angeles Kings, Elias Lindholm from the Boston Bruins, William Nylander from the Toronto Maple Leafs, Gustav Nyquist from the Nashville Predators, Elias Pettersson from the Vancouver Canucks, Lucas Raymond from the Detroit Red Wings, and Mika Zibanejad and the New York Rangers. On defense, we have Rasmus Andersson from the Calgary Flames, Jonas Brodin from the Minnesota Wild, Rasmus Dahlin from the Buffalo Sabres, Matthias Ekholm from the Edmonton Oilers, Gustav Forsling from the Florida Panthers, Victor Hedman from the Tampa Bay Lightning, and Erik Karlsson from the Pittsburgh Penguins. Rounding off the goalies for our final team, we have Philip Gustafson from the Minnesota Wild, Jacob Markstrom from the New Jersey Devils, and Linus Hallmark from the Ottawa Senators. Those are your lineups for the up-and-coming Four Nations Cup that happens in the middle of the season.
Man, I was reading those with you, and there's no way I would have pronounced half those.
That's why you got me.
Good job. I know. That's why we got you. I was reading on some of this pretty interesting stuff that I didn't know some people might want to know was the tournament structure. Or the teams that are in there consist of 23 players, like you said, 20 skaters, defensemen, three goalies, or forwards and defensemen, three goalies. But the interesting one was each player selected by their governing body, the Hockey Canada, Finnish Hockey, Ice Hockey Association, Sweden Ice Hockey, and USA Hockey. And they have to be rostered on an NHL roster. Pretty cool stuff. That they had that many players from those three countries to fit 23 man rosters, you know. So pretty neat.
There's a couple big name players that were surprised didn't make the roster. Matt Duchene, who's been lighting it up this year in Dallas. There's very surprised not to see him on Team Canada. It would have been his second time on Team Canada.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure if they get picked, it's pretty much an honor, like you're playing, right? There's not a lot of guys that opt out if they get picked because they don't want to get hurt or want their their all-star time off, or is it just too much of an honor to turn down?
I don't know. I feel like those organizations that you're talking about, the big kind of honchos of each country, they just get the players they think that would best suit their flag and see who wins.
Well, sounds good, man. My last thing for you would be, we'll do it by not division, but by East and West. What's conference? Your biggest conference? Yeah, in the Eastern. Who is your biggest surprise and who's your biggest disappointment in the Eastern Conference?
To me, a team that should be up there would be the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Good goaltender in this Igor Shesterkin.
Mm-hmm.
Really surprised to see them down in 12th in the conference.
Yeah, they're ranked 7th in the Metropolitan at 16-17.
Yeah, they're ranked 12th in the conference.
12th in the conference.
Team that surprised me right now is probably Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last 6-7 years, they haven't made it to a playoff. And if the playoffs were to start today, they would be in a wild card battle.
At 8? It says they're in their conference are sitting at 8th with the 18-14 record. You wouldn't say Devils? Devils would be your biggest surprise?
Devils? I don't know, because I know that they've had that firepower from the past couple years. So I'm surprised they're up there, yes. It's just the right players are coming together at the right time and they're
it's just a matter of time, right? They're good. They just need to put it all together.
Exactly.
I got you. Well,
and then we head to the West.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up with the Western Conference. Who's your biggest surprise and biggest disappointment in the Western Conference?
Biggest disappointment is probably Chicago. I really feel like they are kind of like the Devils, and where they have young talent and veteran talent, but they're not firing on all cylinders, putting them dead last in the West.
Yeah, they're sitting at 16th. They're sitting at 16th with 12 and 21, and they had the first round selection. Was it 2 years ago when they selected Connor Bedard?
Yes.
And to almost have a chance to have the first selection again. Buffalo's fighting them for last spot. Buffalo's 12 and 19, and Chicago's 12 and 21. So right now, Chicago does have the worst record in the NHL. So pretty interesting stuff going on there. Usually high class. What do they call them? The six originals or whatever? Teams?
They're the original, one of those. The original six.
They're part of the original six.
Being Boston, Toronto, Chicago, Detroit, Ottawa, and Montreal.
Gotcha. So, yeah, for them to be last, it's pretty speculating. So, your biggest surprise?
Definitely Utah.
New team coming in.
It's not really a new team. It's just rebranded from the Arizona Coyotes.
That is true. Well, relocating, you know, that's tough. All the families got to find new places to live, new places to go. Your original six was Boston Bruins, Chicago Blackhawks, Detroit Red Wings, Montreal Canada, New York Rangers, and Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oops. I put Ottawa in there.
I know you did. You're just a homer. It's fine. But yeah, the Coyotes have moved, and now how'd the Coyotes do last year? They didn't do pretty good. They're not good at all, right?
Let me check.
I had it here for a second, but then I lost it.
They were 13th in the conference. So they have 38 wins, 41 losses, and 5 overtime losses. This season, I am very proud as a Stars fan to not have any overtime losses this season.
Last year's pretty rough.
With 9, still being top in the conference last year, but finishing with 9 overtime losses, that's a lot.
Yeah, that was pretty tough. That was a lot. Heartbreak could have changed the whole.
And currently, the Dallas Stars are the best team at home this season.
Yeah.
And the best team on the road is the I can't really see it here.
So difference. Road. I had the records pulled up. There's your road. Away.
Oh.
13-7. Away is right now Winnipeg, 13-7 on road games. And then on the eastern side, away games, there's a few with 12-5. Yeah. It's Washington and Devils are sitting at 12-5 apiece on away.
So I think it would have been the Capitals that were best before this episode came out. So
gotcha. Yeah. Well, Capitals sitting right there. Ovechkin, what's his update? Was he injured for a little bit, or is he still chasing the?
He's injured for a little bit. I think early December he was finally skating with the team with a red jersey, meaning that no contact. So upgrade to a yellow jersey, which means semi-contact, and then the regular jersey he's okay to get full contact.
Yeah. Okay. hope for him for a speedy recovery and get back on that chase. Go ahead.
Zach Gain's going to be out for the rest of the season, so
won't be able to get that season.
Won't be able to get that silver stick this year, but hopefully he comes back next year.
He'll be back. He'll be back. He'll have a whole year to take care of his new baby coming up next month.
Exactly, in January.
January. So, all for those. Thanks for coming on, buddy. Appreciate you and all those announcements and those team names and players' names. I wouldn't have been able to do that at all. Would have butchered it. But no, appreciate you having me on again, buddy. Good catching up.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me again. And I hope to be on again around end of the season, start of playoffs.
Sounds good, man. We'll take care.
Thank you so much.
Happy New Year, bud.